Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. Welcome to another episode of the Rumike Talks, episode number 39. Great films directed by women. And now let's start with one of my favorite directors, Ava DuVernay. My first encounter with her, and I actually met her in person, was in New York when there was a screening of her film, Selma. It was a sort of a test screening where they showed the film without complete color correction work done on it. And when I finished watching that film in that theater, I was just amazed how beautifully directed that movie was. It made me cry a few times. It made me angry a few times. It exuded all sorts of emotions. And on top of that, I actually get a chance to chat briefly with her and even took a picture. It was a great time. And I was just first year in my film school, so it was so inspiring to see a director like this. And it just was so inspiring to watch that film. And when it comes to directors, I don't think there should be any difference because it's a vision and it doesn't matter who it comes from. In fact, in this list today, we're going to talk about films that I was never really bothered to like look at who was the director, but those are the iconic films for all of us and we're going to come to them. It's surprising. And it's strange that we think that way. Oh, it's by default, the film must be directed by a guy. I think we should stop doing that, period, and just watch films and enjoy them and then see who created them.
Well, in honor of International Women's Month, we decided to do this episode on female directors because it's important to support them. And me, as well as a female director, I want to really raise awareness. There is definitely a discrepancy and inequality. And you will notice that you might be surprised the movies that we selected that they're actually directed by women. And that's because we don't hear often about female directors for some reason. Even in film schools, we teach mostly men directors.
Yeah.
And not the women director. So hopefully that's going to change and it's starting to change and there's more courses and stuff. But it's still not enough. We need to recognize more and more female directors.
Another movie that I love is Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation. That's the movie I watched so many times that it's crazy. I watched it like 3 times in Russian, like it wasn't dubbed in Russian language, and I watched 3 times in English. It's just this movie puts you to another world. Like it takes place in Japan, but it feels like it's in another planet. And it's just this tone that she created. She's a master of tone for sure. She has her tone nail. And that's probably what motivates me to watch all her films. Even the newest one, On the Rocks, that was recently released, I really loved it just because of the tone. So Rumke, let's move to round two. What are your selections?
My picks for this episode are Lady Bird by Greta Gerwig. Greta Gerwig is directing so many things now. She has a new movie coming out now, like the Barbie movie. And I think she's a wonderful director. Lady Bird was wonderful. It's just a movie that I could relate so much to. The relationship between the mother and the daughter and, you know, the whole coming of age story and just trying to make sense of life in those years before college and when you're from a small city, what's next and you want to go bigger and bigger. So I think it's just a wonderful film. And Greta Gerwig is a great director. The second one that I picked was American Psycho by Mary Harron. And this movie is just wild. And I think this is one of the movies that not a lot of people know that it's actually directed by a female director. It stars Christian Bale, and as the name says, he plays a psycho, basically a serial killer that enjoys doing that. And, you know, it's also so into self-care. And that's part because he's such a narcissist. And I think it's just a very well-executed film, very well-directed film, well-acted. It's such a character study. And it's also entertaining in a sense. It's like so wild that it's just bizarre and entertaining, and it's brilliantly directed. What are some of your other picks, Constantine?
Wonder Woman by Patty Jenkins. This is such a groundbreaking film that shook entire Earth, I think. You know, now I go around LA and I see girls wearing Wonder Woman. I see cars having Wonder Woman stickers on it. Now it's a movement. Now it's something big. So good job, Patty Jenkins.
Yeah, when I first saw Wonder Woman, I had the same reaction that, like, this is something groundbreaking. And it really proved that a woman director is no different than a man director in directing a multi-million-dollar movie. Patty Jenkins directed this film so well. She was handled the same budget of, you know, like a superhero movie budget, and she did a wonderful job. So it's no different, like, when we hear those arguments, oh, that women are emotional and they cannot direct, like, huge action scenes. This movie proved wrong, you know?
Yeah. And besides, it's an entirely new perspective because, you know, for me personally, Marvel movies tend to become very boring. There are some gems that I really love, but then in general, there's this term, and there is this phrase, oh, Marvel movies. And it's because of, you know, they seem to use the same template, and it becomes boring when you use it multiple times. It may work first time, but then it becomes boring. And when you have a new fresh voices from different perspectives, it allows you to be engaged with the film and make Marvel movies exciting again. So another movie that I really enjoyed is A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and directed by Marielle Heller. I want to say just one thing, and this one thing I think should be enough for you to watch this movie. There is this scene when they're in a coffee shop and it's total silence. That scene is so powerful in silence that she should just get an Oscar for that. I think there should be new categories in Oscars. The best scene. The best scene must be in the Oscars, because there are so many great films. There are so many films that have such a great scene in the movie, but the overall movie kind of like, okay. So that movie would definitely win for the best scene category. Scene of silence. A scene of silence in a movie full of dialogue. That's amazing. And this one we recently watched with Rumki. This one is by Agnes Varda, Faces Places. And it's a documentary where Agnes herself in it. And they basically immerse us in this world of creativity and how limitless creativity can be. They basically travel in this van that has a big photo camera shaped decoration on top of it from, like, village to village in France, I think. And they just come to a particular place and they analyze it and they see and just open their mind for creativity. And then they take pictures of locals or some place or so things in that area. And then they print out huge prints based on those pictures and put them on the most unusual places, like a train car or a building or like an old building or shipment containers, you know, like that you can find in the port. This movie is just a masterclass on how limitless your creativity can be. Definitely recommend that one. And now let's move to the final round of films directed by women. What are they, Rumki?
The final round choices for this episode are Clueless by Amy Heckerling. This is one iconic teenage film. I watched it when I was a teenager and I think it's still great. It's still amazing. I feel like every girl knows this film. It's the ultimate high school love film.
I know it too.
Yeah, and it's directed by a woman. And the second one is Sleepless in Seattle by Nora Ephron. And this is very interesting because I don't think a lot of people know that Sleepless in Seattle was directed by a woman.
I can tell you that I was clueless.
There you go. And it's such a, it's like a timeless rom-com. I think everyone knows this film. It's such a good time. And it's directed by a woman. So that's our list for today. There's so many other films that you can also check out by female directors. And you should. Every time you see a movie directed by a woman director, watch it. Support us. We need to balance the numbers between female and male directors.
And also, if you find yourself loving a movie that you watched, go check it out. It might have been directed by a woman. And now let's move to Obsession of the Week portion of our podcast. Roomki, tell us, what is your obsession?
My obsession of the week is writing my screenplay. Mm-hmm. Or writing screenplays in general. Yeah, I've come back to writing and enjoying it.
Congrats. How does it feel?
It feels great. It feels like I'm productive and it feels like I'm on this discovery journey. And I think that's very important for any creator. I used to be afraid of writing, you know, I used to like, and I'm still kind of afraid. I used to avoid it. But I think if you really set yourself in the mind of discovery, in the mind of like just being curious, trying to explore and try out new things, you will start to enjoy the writing process. The moment you start thinking about, is this movie gonna be made? Is this producible? Which I don't think, you should have something in mind. If you really want to make a short film, you should kind of have on mind, do I have some of the resources? But in general, a lot of thinking like that will limit you. So just try when you're writing to put on a writer's head and be a writer, you know, allow the characters and allow the story to take you on a journey and stop overthinking how you're going to execute everything else. So that's my advice. What is your obsession of the week?
This week, I'm obsessed again with meditation. And this time is an app, a waking app by Sam Harris. He is great at meditation. And he is absolutely fantastic for people who starting meditation for the first time. There's an introductory course that they have, and I think you can even try it for free for a few days, that really tells you how to meditate, like truly in details and what to pay attention to, because that type of information you can only get while you're meditating. So you're paying attention to all those things. Because I noticed the majority of people don't like meditating because they don't know what to do. You just close your eyes and sit. What? That's it? No, there's like a lot of things that you can do while you close your eyes and sit. And this introductory course by Sam Harris really helps you to find those things to do. Thank you very much for listening to the Roomki Talks podcast, and please leave us a 5-star rating and review. We will really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Roomki Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at roomki.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staraletsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.